must have already applied and been denied at a country they passed through.
Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of Citizenship and Immigration Services on Fox News. The rule expected to go into effect Tuesday. Barry, weakened, but still dangerous.
Even though it is a depression, we're still going to deal with the potential for strong to severe storms, as well as the flooding potential. Some of these areas received 8 to 10, even 12 inches of rainfall from Barry as it made landfall.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean and codebreaker Alan Turing will be the face of Britain's new 50-pound banknote. He was portrayed by actor Benedict Cumberbatch in the movie The Imitation Game. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The tropical effects from Barry fading away and our forecast sounding more like normal. Today's high temperature will be in the lower 90s. There'll be some random spotty afternoon storms scattered around the area, fading out later on this evening. Tonight's low 74. Then tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, middle 90s are back, and so are the triple-digit heat indices and only widely scattered storms around. They will be few and far between. Not much change in the overall pattern on Friday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks. Authorities say a woman is dead after a boating accident on the Coosa River early Saturday morning. 32-year-old Krista Elliott of Wetumpka was a passenger in a boat that hit a tree hanging over the river. The operator of the boat was not harmed. In Hope Hall, authorities are investigating a fatal shooting. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office confirmed one person is dead after the Saturday night shooting, and two others, including a child, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. No word on any arrest. The shooting is still under investigation. Starting today through July 21st, you can expect to see more police presence on the roads and Alabama's highways. ALEA and local law enforcement are kicking off Operation Southern Shield. It's a speed enforcement campaign throughout Alabama and four other southern states. Police have handed out over 5,000 speeding tickets in previous years. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, visit our website, alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
is the question I always ask myself. Do I keep stapling? Or do I let you guys listen to about two more minutes of Manic Monday?
A lot of news on a Monday.
I don't even have my headphones plugged in.
Oh, no.
I can't tell if the music's playing. It's Monday. It's Monday, people. The best day, by the way.
That's right. You better attack the week.
You have to strangle the week, bend it to your will. Ah, there we go. Headphones. Yeah, Manic Monday. Oh, don't wish it was Sunday. I love Monday. Sunday's fun, but you get bored on a Sunday. You can't get bored on a Monday. You're working too hard.
That's right.
Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. This is day one of year six, Dave.
That's right.
Day one of year six. I was going to do a new opening and I didn't.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I was going to do it this week. I was working on some
other
stuff.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had something going on. I forgot that that was the plan, but we can make it happen.
No, we'll definitely.
I actually realized that it's been about 2 years since I've been guesting.
You've been guesting for 2 years?
Yeah, because I had I didn't have a thing specifically about the show on my Facebook memories, but I had a thing about Billy Joel. And there's no way that I would have had a status that was like, Billy Joel is underrated and everyone else can pound sand without having come on the show a bunch and listened to bumpers. Because there's a couple specific songs that you played during that time.
I went through a Billy phase.
Yeah, during that time we played them more.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, why do people hate on Billy Joel?
No, Billy Joel's solid as a rock.
Oh, there's this like, but you know music fan, like
yes.
Music nerd.
Oh, I know.
Music nerd hates Billy Joel because music nerd has no joy in his life. Well, actually,
I can't stand that guy.
Rush's fourth album, you know, has.
Here's the thing, too.
Actually,
you know what? If I'm playing Green Day as bumper music, I'm playing one of the like eight songs people have heard.
Right.
If I'm playing Smashing Pumpkins as bumper music, I'm going with one of the six songs people have heard. There's some great songs. In fact, yesterday I put on a Smashing Pumpkins concert and listened to the entire thing front to back. I put on a Cranberries concert, listened to the entire thing front to back.
I listened to a Fish show.
I listened to a Fish album this weekend.
Yeah.
A live Fish album.
I listened to a little bit of their stuff from Alpine Valley last night.
I just listened to Fish Live.
That's pretty good.
Remember that?
Yeah,
that live album
live
came out in 94 or 95. Yeah.
The one that you were legally required to have if you went to college in the 90s?
Every single person I knew owned that album.
Yes. Everyone.
It was like Fish woke up one day and said, you know, everybody bootlegs our albums. We might as well just release a live one. And everyone will buy it. And everybody bought it.
Well, because the weirdos, the people that are really, you know, he bootlegs albums.
Right.
Us, like, somebody might let us listen to one or whatever. I mean, I had a couple Dead tapes, I had a couple Fish tapes, but I was never, like, super, like, a collector or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, you want the high fidelity sound of, like, a professionally recorded album.
Right. It's like the AC/DC live album.
Right.
You know.
Or like every other live album, you know what the secret is.
What?
They're punching it up in the studio.
Are they really? They tweak it a little bit?
Yeah.
They add crowd noise?
Or they mess with the sequencing, or like, you know, they take out the flubs, or they, you know, or like, you know, a lot of concerts, like this next one from our new album, they'll just take those three out, you know?
Yeah. That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Because it's smart.
And they've got enough crowd music sample that they can kind of fade it in and buzz it out.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, that's my theory on bumper music. You play the songs people have heard.
That's right. You gotta play them.
Like, yeah. I love some deep cut Billy Joel.
Right.
But I'm not gonna play it on bumper music.
Right.
I mean, maybe one song a day you'll play some deep cut no one's ever heard of. If you go through deep cut soul music, you have to play like all the deep cuts nobody's ever heard of.
Well, the different thing about deep cut soul music is like it has that universal kind of sound that, you know,
everybody thinks they've heard of.
Right.
But if I'm playing a Gene Mitchell song for bumper music, that's like one a day. I'm not gonna hit you with Gene Mitchell's greatest hits.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Well, I was saying that I've been coming. It's the.
Oh, 2 years. 6 years.
Day one of 6 years.
Day one of the six years.
And I've been
year.
Coming for about 2 years.
Yeah. I put up a Facebook post about the 5 year anniversary being yesterday officially. You actually reminded me. I forgot.
Well, you know. Well, it's funny, and I meant to. I actually have a French national team soccer jersey.
Do you really?
Yeah, and I meant
to. Got a rooster on it?
Yeah, and that's actually why. I didn't buy it because it's French. I bought it because I like the rooster. It looks cool with the Nike and the rooster.
Why do they have a rooster?
Le coq. I don't know.
But why?
I don't know.
Is it Catholic? Is that what it is? Because a lot of Catholic churches have roosters.
Maybe, yeah.
Because of Peter. That's why there's a rooster on the weather vane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean,
Goes back to St. Peter.
I would guess it has something to do with that.
Yeah, because it's a Catholic country. Always has been.
Well, and they have, like, their one big brand, you know, sports brand is Le Coq Sportif.
roosters.
Yeah. Anyway, so I meant to.
I think you can say that on the air.
I meant to wear it. Well, it's French, so it's.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah.
I meant to wear it today, like as a joke, but.
Well.
I didn't, and now Bastille Day is gone, and so next year maybe.
Next year, I mean, look, next year it'll be.
I mean, we'll be on the air.
Next year it'll be Monday.
We'll be on the air, and it'll be a bigger and better show then as well.
It is.
Jack will be back.
It's always growing and getting bigger and better.
That's right.
Always growing and getting better.
Well.
I got, every morning I print off the list of advertisements for that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I count down.
And it's like, oh, look, there's more.
There's more.
Oh, look, there's more.
Yeah. When I used to do this, when we started, you know how many were on this list? Zero. You know what we ran instead of advertisements? Liners. Station liners.
Yeah.
We'd run 45 seconds so that we could run and grab a drink of water out in the hallway. And then at the top of the hour, you had the two newses and the weather. Then you were back going within 2 minutes, two and a half minutes.
So you had to talk a lot more.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we had like 45-minute segments. It was like a podcast.
Yeah.
Now, I do know there are probably times where people in the radio listening audience say, boy, I wish we'd go back to the good old days. I wish we'd go back to the good old days. You know, somebody made a comment on that Facebook post about all of the people, and well, they didn't mention everybody, but the people who had kind of set in as regular guests or co-hosts.
Right.
John Hansen, Jack Campbell, Ben Hagler, you. And then it made me, I started compiling a list of everybody who's come in here as a guest host.
Right. It's a
like,
lot, huh?
Like, not a regular co-host, but just a guest host on a given day. I mean, from your Seth Spotlows and 84s and Christie's to Trisha. I mean, I started compiling a list. It was huge, and I thought, hell, a lot of people have had something to do with this program. A whole lot of people have had something to do with this program. And most people just sit back and listen.
Yeah.
And just intellectually honest, well, I mean, philosophically consistent radio.
Like, I had a bunch of people come up to me, on Wednesday?
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, we don't call, but we listen.
Yeah.
And I mean, think about the people, how many people text you every day that, like, I mean, I have gotten a text from somebody today that I don't think would ever call in.
Yeah.
But who listens?
Everybody. It's something like 99.8% of people will never, ever call in and talk radio.
Well, I don't blame them.
But they listen. And I like the callers. And I like most of the callers.
Yeah.
I don't like Don.
I've come around on a lot of them.
Actually, you know what? Every now and then, Don has a good call. I think his last call was good.
Yeah.
But most of his calls are terrible. He's just too hostile.
Well, yeah. That's the thing. It's better when you don't come in with, like, a hot take or try to be funny.
Correct.
Now, your hosts are hilarious.
We are hilarious.
Actually, like, empirically, hilarious people.
People know
like,
this.
Like, two of the funniest people that I've ever met, me and Barrett.
People know this about us.
Most of your callers, our callers. Most callers to radio in general.
We're
not,
like
not that funny.
We're 11. A lot of them are threes or fours.
But I mean, hey, that's everybody has their role in life.
It is. I do want to play today one of my favorite from the late Ben Hagler, one of my favorite moments from News and Views. I don't know if you've had a chance to hear it. It's phenomenal. The Batman call?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna play. I do want to play the Batman call. I got a specific request over the weekend from somebody that said if you're gonna have a 5-year anniversary, you have to play the greatest moment in News and Views history. And so I will play the Batman call probably in the next segment, and then we'll get into some of the news of the day. And you will notice, Dave.
Big stacks.
I have a very large stack.
Baron comes in, just throws stacks on the table.
In fact, look at this. This is like green racks of old hundreds.
Stacks on deck.
Yeah. You see that? You know how much
That's
Epstein?
How Baron rolls.
Let me tell you, I spent a lot of time this weekend looking at Epstein. A
lot of Epstein content.
I got a ton of Epstein content, including... Epstein content. Epstein used to screen Victoria's Secret models on a casting couch.
God.
I mean, what?
Well,
what?
He's entered what Bill Simmons calls the Tyson zone.
What?
Where literally, like anything that you said about him, I'd believe.
That's a good place to
Yeah, where it's just like, there's nothing that could possibly be too crazy. But yeah, that didn't happen. I mean, I sent you that thing about the, like he leased a thing from the State Department that they seized from Iran.
A multi-million dollar mansion in New
Just
York.
Bananas.
We'll be back.
We'll cover that.
Thank you.
talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. Play now through Friday, July 26th, and for every 250 base points earned, you'll get one entry into our last chance drawing on July 26th, when you could win a share of $10,000 free play or one of five instant entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories, try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy, energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends of Rib Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the...
After you mentioned Edie Brickell was married to Paul Simon, I figured I would...
Yeah, it's a pretty, you know,
play the weirdest Paul Simon. Is this... She's the one that he's talking about here? You Can Call Me Betty? Didn't you say there's a story about that?
There is a story about it, but no, it would be a different one because they got married in 92, and this is from like 86.
That's a good point. Penny Aaron Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Aaron Concrete Technologies. Great human being. He's got some really cool things going on outside of the Penny Aaron Concrete Technologies business. But I will leave Tom to tell you about all those cool things going on. But Tom is a true businessman. He's an entrepreneur. He gets it. He understands the way the business world works. And I cannot recommend highly enough that you get in touch with Tom Latham. He has created a behemoth of a business over there at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. It is concrete, concrete, concrete. That's what they do. That's what they do. And it's incredible what they're able to do. Stained, decorative, stamped concrete, it doesn't matter. Flat, brushed, polished, whether it's a big job or a small job, just a little patio outside, some walkway steps, or whether it's like a whole foundation for a shopping mall. Tom Latham, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, is your man. So give him a call, 284-9292, 284-9292, or check him out on Facebook or online, pennyiron.co. I want to play this clip just because somebody asked for it, and I think it's fitting. But I did say every time I play the clip, I get complaints.
Mm-hmm.
And so at some point, I have to retire the clip. At some point, I have to retire the clip. But for now, the late Ben Hagler.
After 11, Nelson.
Good.
How about it?
How you doing?
I feel like $1 million.
I wish I could say the same. I want to give you just a brief information, news information on a volatile situation. In my family right now, we are consistently and relentlessly being attacked, breaking and entering, leaving doors open while sleeping, confiscation of property, destruction or destroying property, surveillance, intimidation, extortion, coercion, thousands and thousands of unsolicited phone calls, tampering with alarm system, tampering with vehicles, tampering with
you got my attention. Who's doing it and why?
Well, as far as the why, I do not know the why.
All right, so how about the who?
No,
we know the what, we know the where, we know the when. What about the who?
The only thing that, as far as the evidence that I can obtain, it appears to be our own government.
At your house?
Yes, at my home.
In your car?
What I have done is this. I have contacted all law enforcement. I contacted the local police, the sheriff's department, state department, the FBI.
CIA. Hold on. Have you invested like $50 in a video camera that they can?
They disarm all types of electronics.
You know, I this is who I suggest you call. Okay? You got a pen?
Hold on for a second.
Okay.
We're waiting on Nelson to get a pen.
Pen's a piece of paper.
Gonna make a checklist.
Took him a minute.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You need to call Batman.
Excuse me?
Batman.
Is that
B-A-T M-A-N.
I like how he spelled
Batman.
He spelled
B-A-T.
That,
you telling me to call?
He drives a Batmobile.
Oh, okay. You don't want to hear this.
No. Yes.
I understand.
Call Wonder Woman. She's good, too.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate your help.
Okay.
Now, Ben, that guy was in a serious bind, and you told him to throw up the bat signal. What if he doesn't have a spotlight? They're disabling his camera. You don't think they'll disable his spotlight?
All I know is...
I want to know why he's blaming the government. Thousands of unsolicited
phone calls. When I have a problem, I call Batman.
Or Ghostbusters? How does he know it's not paranormal activity?
It could be.
Wait, blame the government. I don't understand that.
I'm glad he got his pen and piece of paper out.
should have explained at least how to draw the bat signal so he could put it on the spotlight. I mean, you know?
Or Wonder Woman. She'll tie you up and make tell the truth.
Someone said that was the greatest moment in the history of News and Views. I mean.
Been a lot of great moments, Baron.
Who am I to say? What I said is, you know how you find the greatest moment in News and Views? You put all of the moments on a wall, and you throw a dart, and whichever one hits is the greatest, because it's all the same.
It's probably about true.
All incredible.
Incroyable.
Our number 272-9228. Man, I'm looking through our clips folder here. I used to keep this thing really clean, and then I stopped deleting stuff. Anyway.
Yeah.
I see some other stuff in there that I remember. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. David L. Mallory. That's Mallory with three R's.
Three L's.
Three L's, excuse me, if you're going to file a bar complaint. Yeah, and and Barron with three R's. B-A-R-R-R-O-N. Cooter with one R.
Man, I don't care who you are, that right there is funny.
Did you hear that it live by chance?
I did.
Because it took me like three segments to recover after that.
I was rolling. It took me a second, you know, like, what the heck? And see, I just rolled in the floor, man.
See, I didn't know where he was going when he said, you got a pen and paper. And I kept looking at him like, who are you? And he's like, I got it. And he put a little finger up like, I got it. And I thought, I didn't know if he's going to give him like the non-emergency police number, maybe the FBI. Batman.
There's been some funny moments on your show. That was probably the best one. The big boy thing was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
This is the thing about the big boy thing. I've played that clip a million times. This clip.
Yeah.
Right here.
Oh, she crashed when I never had an ad, big boy. You are a big boy, buddy. Get your guns out. You don't have anything to back you, buddy, but your mouth. You got the mic. Hey, you're the big boy. Put them on. And you've got your law degree. Can you do something by yourself, big boy? You finished yet?
But I have not yet played, and I don't think I will today, the 6-minute phone call. From which I clipped those 15 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
It is 10 times as hostile as that clip.
Yeah.
But a lot of the hostility I was talking over, so I couldn't clip it out. It didn't make good clips.
I remember. I heard that one last, too.
Yeah, it's
probably the next funny one was after that was when Jack did the, well, damn.
You talking about when Harry called?
Jack's always pretty funny.
I wish I don't have the whole Harry call. And I don't have the second Harry call. I just have, I don't think I have the whole call. I just have the clip you're talking about where Jack says, well, damn. It's right here.
Give me a break. Why don't you liberals go soak your head in a bucket of water? You've been running this nation over from top to bottom with your stinking lies. Do you think I'm going to jail for you? I don't need a punk like you choosing to challenge my manhood, brother.
How old are you?
70.
Well, damn.
I called in one day sometime after that, and I maneuvered Jack into telling his age. I don't remember now how I did it, but he didn't see it coming with a well, damn. But when I asked him how old he was, he told me, and I said, well, damn. But anyway, keep it up, man. Y'all doing great.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Hey, guys.
Cooter does a good job. And, you want to talk about the greatest moment in News and Views history. How about destroying a man's chance to be a United States Senator?
Yeah.
I have never taken back any of the words or comments I made during the 2016 election.
Not his finest moment in campaign history.
Well, anything's better than no right now, Jesus.
That clip of yours should be bought by the opposing candidates run.
That was the highlight reel of the Mo Brooks call. Anyway, all right, so enough reminiscing. 272-9228. When we get back, we're going to cover the news of the day because there is so much news, it would be an injustice to sit here and continue not covering it. But this is the first day of year 6 of this program, and Dave Mallory and I will usher you into the new half decade. I cannot believe 5 years.
I know.
You know what my wife said last night? She goes, you know how I know you really like it? I said, what? She goes, you're not itching to do something else.
Yeah.
I mean, me, a year and a half, 2 years, about my limit with something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm itching to do something else. I don't do this 5, 10, 20 years business. If I'm bored, I'm out. Life's too short to sit around bored and hate yourself.
Truth.
I'd rather be broke. 32 minutes after 9 o'clock.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, let's not get carried away. 32 minutes after 9 o'clock. Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH. My man Spencer over there does a great job. He is beautifying the River Region. But bam, Auburn's not in the River Region. That's correct. Auburn's about 45 minutes up the road. But the River Region has its own Auburn House Wash truck. That's hard to say without sounding drunk. Auburn House Wash truck dedicated right here to the River Region. Auburn House Wash has put a truck right here in the River Region. Uniformed, professional, prompt employees, licensed and insured. And all they do is use a proprietary low-pressure system to come in and make your house look beautiful. If you want a beautiful house, give my man Spencer a call at 826-WASH or check him out online, auburnhousewash.com. You can also find him on Facebook. Just search Auburn House Wash. You will find it. You will love it. You will see the before and after pictures. You'll see the time-lapse photography, and you'll say, wow. Now, that's something I need. That's something I need. And if you don't, then something's terribly wrong with you. 33 minutes after 9 o'clock, we'll leave you with the Material Girl. It's kind of like the Redheaded Stranger. Some people take on nicknames based on their songs.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As the effects of Barry fades away from our area, we're returning to a more of a normal summertime forecast. Hot today with a high temperature in the lower 90s. A sun and cloud mix with scattered, spotty, random showers and thunderstorms, primarily in the afternoon and evening. Tonight's low 74. Then tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, how about middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices returning? Yeah, and any storms that do form will be very isolated in nature, few and far between. Not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
All right, do we start local or do we go national? What do we do here? I got both.
Do we have anything about intemperate animals?
I do. I got Alabama meth gators.
I mean,
which sounds like a great name if the Alabama, if Birmingham ever lands a in an NFL team.
Or like if you need a band name.
Yeah, the Alabama Meth Gators.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's better than the Alabama Shakes.
I'll tell you what. Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Meth Gators are known to be shaky.
Well.
So we can, let's start here in the great state of Alabama. I don't know that we'll start with Meth Gators, but we may end up there. I've got, actually, you know what I really like?
What's that?
You know how I like reading advice columns?
Oh, yeah.
I love lists.
Yeah.
I love lists that compare Alabama to other states.
Right.
I love when someone says, these are the top 10 loser states for this, or the top 10 best states for that. And I've got a couple of those lists here today.
Oh, good.
I got a couple of those, so I'm going to do that. The best and worst states to start a small business. Where does Alabama land? The most and least obese states in America. Where does Alabama land? So we'll get to some of that. I even have a little sports news today at some point, if I can get there. I got murder, muck duck, and we've got blood.
Well, okay.
Hey, this should be an exciting local segment.
That's right.
Let's start with the good news. Actually, it's bad news, but it could be good news. Montgomery's Life South Blood Center in need of donors. I talked about this last week. Nothing changed over the weekend. Guys, get to Life South Blood Center or to Red Cross. I don't care which one you go to. I go to Life South because it seems cleaner to me. And they give you a cholesterol screen.
Right.
They tell you what your cholesterol number is. So I've been able to follow mine over the years and see that my...
your blood is getting more viscous. Actually, it's less viscous, right?
Less viscous.
Yes, less viscous. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you don't want viscosity, right?
Correct.
Yeah. But that's true, because my cholesterol, I'm not afraid to share with the listening audience, my cholesterol was like hovering 260 to 300 every time I got it checked. But I, as a knowledgeable American...
He's a health guru.
I do not take cholesterol medicine. Don't believe in it. Because it doesn't do anything but make you senile and destroy your liver. So I didn't do that. Instead, I searched, how do you get your cholesterol down? And what I learned was, cholesterol is not a bad thing. High cholesterol is not a bad thing, depending on why you have it and what type of cholesterol you have that's so high. But if you do some moderate exercise, 30 minutes of high-intensity activity 3 or 4 days a week, which I now do, and you supplement with niacin, immediate-release niacin, and krill oil, you can get your lipid profile down into a very remarkable range. I've gone from close to 300, Dave, to 210 last time.
Wow.
I will live forever.
Well, duh.
I will never die, because I am the Grand Mufti. But anyway, go donate money. Not money. Go donate. Well, you can donate money, too, I guess. Go donate blood over to Life South Community Blood Center or the Red Cross over here on Carmichael Road. Both of them are right next to each other, right in the middle of town. Urgent, urgent plea. Montgomery has fewer than 2 days' supply. One dead, two injured in Hope Hall shooting. You know what happens when you get shot and you need blood.
Oh, yeah.
Can't get blood if there isn't any.
Hope Hall, huh?
Yeah, Hope Hall. When did Hope Hall become so gangster?
They thugging in Hope Hall.
I didn't know that. On Vista Del Verde Drive. As a former Hope Hall resident, I know precisely where this is.
Oh.
It does not surprise me someone got shot there.
Oh, yeah?
No. This is right when you get off the interstate at the Hyundai Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
164 right there where Hope Hall is. 31 goes over the interstate. If you take a right on 31, you go towards Hyundai. You got to cross back over the interstate, mm-hmm. but that's how you get to Hyundai. If you take a left and go to the side of the road where Hyundai is, but you can't get to Hyundai that way, you go over the interstate, and there's a truck stop and a couple gas stations. There's a low-budget Mexican place that has karaoke. Yeah.
That has karaoke.
They do. Petaluma's mayor goes and karaoke.
Well, duh.
Right after that is a neighborhood on the left full of burned-down houses, and that's Vista Del Verde Drive.
Hmm.
Probably, I would guess, nobody in our listening audience lives on Vista Del Verde Drive. But the 100 block of Vista Del Verde Drive, sheriff's office reported the incident on Facebook, asking citizens to avoid the area if possible due to heavy presence. Well, this was a couple days ago. I'm sure you can go there now. But one dead, two more injured. Hope Hole is lit. I'm telling you.
Lit by muzzle fire?
Well, that's what I mean.
Well?
Donald Watkins Sr. hit with millions in fines in SEC fraud case. The only reason I'm bringing this up is not to dunk on Donald Watkins, which is fun and easy to do. You know, he got convicted criminally of defrauding people. But if you're going to fine Donald Watkins $5 million and he comes up with the money, why does the Securities and Exchange Commission get the money? Why doesn't it go to Charles Barkley and the other investors who lost millions of dollars?
I wonder why.
I was just distracted by the sales office boogieing. I mean, flat out boogieing over there. That was... Look, they're still boogieing, Dave. What are they doing over there?
I don't know. They obviously don't know we're watching either.
They're doing, no, they have no idea. They're doing the rump shaker? They're shaking rumps. What are they doing in there?
Dance like nobody's watching.
Yeah, well... Oh, I think that's the get-up challenge. They're doing the get-up challenge. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You know the song Get Up?
No.
Dave, tell me you're kidding. Do you really not know that song?
No, I have no idea.
It's like one of the biggest songs in America.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it the other day. That's right. Yeah, okay. It's supposed to, you know.
Right now.
This song. Yeah. This is what they're doing. I recognize it from the video.
Get real loose.
Oh, okay.
Get comfortable.
This song is huge. They're playing it on country stations, though. I don't understand that.
Well, it's like it's supposed to be the new Old Town Road. Nothing will be the new Old Town Road.
No worries.
So is this guy a horse guy, too?
Except the next remix.
Yeah. Grab a sweetheart.
Well, I mean, it's Cowboy Boogie.
When did black culture take a particular affinity to cowboy music? I mean, I don't care. It just seems different. That's what they're doing in there. I recognized the dance immediately when they started doing it.
That sounds like that janky dance remix of Cotton Eye Joe.
That was the worst song in the 90s.
Truly.
Or whenever
or
it was.
Maybe ever.
You know, they opened a bar in downtown Nashville called Cotton Eye Joe.
Sure they did. I mean, of course they did. It's, you know.
They had to. It was that janky.
Yes.
But anyway, that was my question on Donald Watkins. Why is the money going to the SEC? Why not to the people who were defrauded?
Yeah,
now.
That's a good question.
Let's get to the real news. The most and least obese states in America. Do you know what the most obese state in America is?
Mississippi.
No, that's number two. How did you know that?
Because they're always near last, so is it...
Because you've been through Mississippi, it's nothing but fat people as far as the eye can see?
Is it... Let me think. All right. And if it's not Mississippi, is it Louisiana?
It is not Louisiana.
Is it Arkansas?
It is not it's West Virginia.
I was going to get there.
So why is it all these, like, redneck states?
Poor states.
West Virginia, 38% obese.
38%.
38%. That means if you're in West Virginia, there's like a 2 in 5 chance you're fat.
Yeah. More than a third of people.
And keep in mind, some of those people are kids.
Not just fat.
Obese.
Obese.
Mississippi is second, 37%. Oklahoma, third, 36.5%. Iowa, fourth, 36.4%. I think it's something to do with being a Republican voter. Alabama is fifth, ladies and gentlemen. We are the fifth fattest state in America.
We're number five.
Stop it. We need to do something on this program to reverse that trend. Everybody stop eating.
Seriously.
Seriously. Have some discipline.
Or just, you know, have a salad.
Don't even... No, you can't do the salad business. You know what you do? You eat twice a day. You know, I'll issue a challenge. This is the first day of year six.
Okay.
Sure, I want to do this the right way, though.
But here's the thing. It doesn't necessarily matter what you eat or how you eat it. It matters, like, you just have to be in calorie deficit.
It's all calories.
So if you usually eat 2,500 calories a day, just lower it to 2,000, which is the recommended daily allowance. Now, if you usually eat 2,000, lower it to 1,500. And if you really want it, lower it to about 1,000. Now, you can't go to zero.
No.
So your body thinks you're starving, and it hoards your calories. It hoards your fat.
I think 1,000 is 800 to 1,000 if you're in weight loss zone is the best.
Yep.
If you really want to lose weight, eat one meal a day of 800 to 1,000 calories, or two meals a day of 400 or 500 calories each, and separate them by about 6 hours, and then spend about 18 hours a day not eating food.
Correct. And when you're bored, drink water.
And you will lose weight. I don't care if you weigh 400 pounds or you weigh 200 pounds. You will lose weight.
Most of the time when you think you're hungry, you're bored.
I'm hungry right now.
Yeah, but, like, you haven't eaten.
I haven't eaten yet. I won't eat till 12. That's why I don't eat till 12.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to get fat. All right, Alabama 5th. You know what the least fat state is? Which shocks me, frankly. I think this will change in the near future. The least fat state, the most in-shape state in America.
Washington.
Washington State?
Yeah.
No, Washington, D.C. is the second least fat.
Okay.
Washington State is quite hefty. Because they drink all those lattes.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you.
I mean, they're all like those hiking people, you know? But then again, that's just like a portion. Like most of the geography in Washington State is like, you know, west of the mountains, or east of the mountains.
Well, Washington is 39th, so they're not too fat, 27%. But you're kidding yourself. So when you guys go in and get an 800 calorie dessert that you call coffee every morning,
right?
You know, if your coffee is more milk than coffee, you're going to be fat.
Correct. Now, Baron doesn't drink coffee. I do. Drink it black. It's good for you. Tastes good.
I don't drink coffee.
Tastes like being a man.
I don't know that you want your women to be men.
Well, I'm just saying. Or, you know what? Put a little grass-fed butter in it. And put it
that
in.
That bullet coffee?
Yeah, put it in your blender.
I've heard about that.
Put it in your blender. It's good. It's frothy.
Huh. I've heard about that. What about regular butter? That doesn't work?
Well, they say that you don't get the... I mean, I'm sure it does. It's the same thing.
It's just the same concept. You're adding fat to coffee.
Make sure it's unsalted.
I love salted butter.
Yeah, but make sure this butter's unsalted.
Because you don't want salty coffee?
Yeah. I mean, unless you want salty coffee. I'm just saying.
I had a dream about salty coffee now that you just mentioned that.
That's weird.
That's so weird. And someone said, yeah, I always had salt. It was my sister's husband.
Yeah, I know people that do that. But
no, but I don't know that that's true. Holy mackerel. One of our listeners just said... She's lost 23 pounds in a month. Holy mackerel. What is she doing?
Not eating.
Well, apparently. I need to find this out. What are you doing? That's incredible.
Yeah.
Somebody wants airtime. I'm looking at my text message now. Somebody wants airtime. Anyway, who's running for mayor, but I've never heard of him. So that probably means he's not a very good candidate. That's fine. What do you mean you want airtime? You want to be a guest on the program? What is I want airtime?
I want airtime. I demand. We want the airwaves.
You need to go somewhere else if you want airtime. If you want to be a guest, call and convince me you're decent. But anyway, yeah, so this is the fattest and least fat state. Oh, Colorado, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
The least fat state. Okay. But how? They smoke pot. Well, shouldn't they be fat?
Maybe they're not like munching on Twinkies. Maybe they're just like munching on like twigs and berries.
Listen to this, though. Colorado, District of Columbia, Hawaii, California, Utah. I got a theory on this, by the way. Listen to these states and tell me what they have in common. I'm going to skip D.C. Colorado, because it's an amalgamation of all kinds of people. Colorado, Hawaii, California, Utah, Montana. Those are the five least fat states. What do they all have in common?
Western and active.
Why? What about being in the West, though, makes them not fat?
That good air.
It's not the good air. You know what my theory is? They come from, because if your parents are fat, you're probably going to end up fat. Not because it's genetic, just because you watch them eat and you eat what they eat, and then you're behind the eight ball.
And you
think
it's okay.
Yeah, but by the time you're 16 or 18, you're behind the eight ball, and then you spend your whole life, like, giving up. It's not genetic. It's just, you've just given up. But these people are the descendants of people who went west during difficult times.
Mm.
These are people with stick-to-itiveness.
Maybe.
That's just my theory.
I mean, most of the people from... I would say the majority of people from Colorado that live in Colorado right now aren't from Colorado.
Yeah, that's true. I've known pretty much everybody. Hey, all these calls, I want to take them. I want to have a big time when we get back from the break. But I need to take a break, pay some bills. So if you guys will hang with me and we get back on the other side of the break, we'll take some of these calls. Ah, one of them hung up. So look, you just increased your chance of getting on by 50%. We'll be back. 272-9228. It's 10-2.
And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me.
Yeah.
Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. And lean back, put your hips in it. Let's have some fun.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In 5 minutes on the top of the hour. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. We'll take your phone calls after I tell you about Cornerstone Managing General Agency. These guys are amazing. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. 356-1502. These guys are specialists. They're specialists. They specialize in health and insurance for employees and death insurance for employees and vision and dental for employees. It's employee-based, man. If you run a business, get in touch with Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. Look no farther than what they did for the Association of Realtors.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. 17,000 members, and they absolutely knocked it out of the park. Absolutely knocked it out of the park and created a great thing where some of the real estate agents were saving $800, $900, $1,000 a month. That's incredible. That's incredible. That's dedication. That's Cornerstone Managing General Agency. 356-1502, CornerstoneMGA.com. Sharon.
Hi. I called to share with you my brilliant doctor's cure for always maintaining your weight.
Oh, what's that?
It is do not eat or drink anything after 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, so basically intermittent fasting. My friend who said she'd lost 23 pounds in a month, I asked her what she'd done. She only eats 4 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. I eat a huge breakfast and a huge lunch and nothing after 5.
Yeah, see?
Except water. But I've done that for 50 years.
And Sharon, I met you the other day and you look great. Look like a million bucks.
Well, thank you.
You really do. You really, you truly do.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate
it. It does work. The hardest part of that was getting over the social stuff. You know, because all your friends want to meet for dinner and go to here and have a movie and go to the popcorn, blah, blah, blah. That was the hardest part of it.
Just tell them to buzz off.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah. That's what you have to do.
Seek me out for my company or leave me alone.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye. 272-9228. David.
Good morning, Baron.
What's going on?
You know, I've flown cross cross country twice in the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I, which my wife is almost 35 years in the medical field, we were utterly appalled at the number of obese people that we saw in the airport.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unconscionable.
Well, Dave and I were talking about during the break. It's really just a get control of your life situation.
Yeah.
You know, just get control. Stop it. Just, you know, whatever it is.
I understand.
People eat for different reasons. They eat because they have low blood sugar. They eat because they're depressed. They eat for whatever. But get control of it. Find something else.
Find something else. And, you know, like, I mean, I understand there are certain people that have medical conditions that are, you know.
Almost no one.
Cause that or be conducive to it or just DNA.
Mm-hmm.
But like I told my wife, I said, you know, when it comes down to it, for the most part, it's just a lack of self-discipline.
Well, so many problem areas in life are. Drinking too much, using drugs too much, eating too much. It's exactly what it is, lack of self-discipline.
Yeah, and I got the privilege of spending a four-hour flight from Atlanta to Las Vegas, pressed up against the bulkhead with a 300-plus-pound woman taking up a third of my seat with her elbow in my side. You know, when somebody wants to live their life like that, fine, go ahead. But when it starts affecting my life,
yes,
that's when I get ticked.
And my bulkhead.
not that I minded her on my thigh, it's just the elbow thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, ma'am, if you're going to do that, we can make this the best flight ever.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
When Verstappen and Leclerc were battling for 20 straight laps, did you think the Ferrari that was going to run into Verstappen was Vettel?
No, which I like Verstappen too. Him and Vettel are my two favorite drivers.
Yeah, but probably mine too.
And you know the thing was is that if you notice when they showed that replay, Verstappen went to try to block Vettel when he tried to go low and then started to swerve back.
Yeah.
Up high, and he just, you know, checked up.
It looked like he moved under braking, but it also, I think it was going to happen whether he moved or not, because Vettel got down low. It took all the air off the front of his car, and there was nothing there to hold him to track.
Exactly.
It was going to happen either way, but I do think Verstappen moved a little bit, but I do think it was ultimately Vettel's fault. Verstappen, by the way, in my opinion, best driver on the grid right now.
He's a goer.